I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you'll hear us in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal.
Listen to The Deal on Spotify.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details. Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
With Lucky Land slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
What's shaking, Red Nation? This is Jeremy Brenner here with another episode of the Kiss of Death podcast, and of all things Houston Rockets with the Fan First Sports Network. Rockets fall this one. Final score 104-100 to the Los Angeles Clippers. Tough loss, given the fact that it's an in-season tournament game, given the fact that the Rockets snap a six-game win streak, and also a taste of our own medicine, if you will. James Harden knocks down the game-winning four-point play with 6 seconds to go, giving the Rockets their fourth loss of the season. Rockets are now 6-4 through 10 games.
I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you're here as in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal.
Listen to The Deal on Spotify.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Not the end of the world, guys. It's not. Definitely, though, tough way to lose, especially against James Harden. We've seen this tale many times before. We were just on the other end of it. Now, to be on the losing side of it, definitely not what you want to see. But honestly, like, the Rockets had several chances tonight to really close this game out, and they didn't. And they beat themselves, honestly. Like, I'm willing to go as far to say that, that they beat themselves tonight. I really do think that the Rockets could have won this game if they really, I don't want to say wanted to, because that wasn't the issue. Like, the issue wasn't.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
The effort tonight. The issue was just not taking care of the basketball as well as they had been when they were at home. 16 turnovers tonight for the Rockets really is what does them in here versus 12 from the Clippers. And the Clippers gate 10 of those were in the first half for Los Angeles, and they only had two the rest of the way. And the fact that they were able to keep control of the ball, I think, is why they were able to stay in it. And then when it came time to come up in the clutch, James Harden does what James Harden does, and the Rockets were unable to really put an answer to it. Alperen Şengün leads the way for the Rockets tonight with 23 points, 8 boards, 6 turnovers for him. Not his greatest night taking care of that basketball. Fred VanVleet, 19 points, 10 assists, 8 boards for him. Solid night from Fred, 5 of 9 from 3, really solid numbers there from him. Jaylen, again, struggled from the floor, 5 of 16, only 1 of 6 from 3. But got to the free throw line pretty frequently, went 9 of 10 from the free throw line. That was 9 of his 20 points on the night. James Harden had 24 for the Rockets, 9 rebounds, 7 assists. It's far and away his best game with the Los Angeles Clippers. Kawhi had 26 and 8. Paul George had 23 and 8. This is a game that, you know, on the schedule, you probably would have said this is going to be a loss. But given the fact they had a chance to win, it is pretty disappointing. I'm not going to lie. This is a pretty raw reaction for me. I'm recording this probably minutes after the game goes final. Here on the East Coast, it's about 1:15 a.m. Man, that is just not how I wanted my night to end. So having such a good Friday evening, some good basketball. It was a great game. Like, I really do think it was a fun game to watch, you know, take my fandom out of it. Just looking at the basketball, like, it was a fun game to watch. Rockets were scrappy. They were hanging in there with a team that is expected to be one of the top teams in the West. That's the thing about the Rockets that I kind of want to delve into tonight. Obviously, this win streak was going to end at some point. It's unfortunate that it had to end on a night like tonight, that where they had a chance, you know, to really win this game. But they come up short, and that sometimes happens. You know, I do think that some of the wins on this win streak, particularly the last two with the Pelicans and the Nuggets, those games, I don't know if the Rockets win those games on the road. The Rockets have only won at home this season. They're 6-1 at home, and they're 0-3 on the road so far. They're going to have to prove that they can win on the road. That is going to be a big key for this team moving forward. It's their next step in their growth. And tonight was a step, but not a step enough forward to where they could go and really claim this victory tonight. It was a lot of small things that you like, but just not enough to put together a win. I think this is not like a sky is falling loss. Definitely not the worst loss we've seen. Definitely not even the worst loss this year. If anything, it may have even been the best loss of the year. The Rockets, like, they played well in that first, like, the defense was really strong in that first quarter. Tari Eason, I think, played again, another great defensive game. You love that energy and effort from Tari Eason. Dylan Brooks was, I think he was, you know, okay tonight. Not his greatest night. He fouls out with only 4 points. So that's probably something that you can point to and say, hey, maybe this is where you improve if you try to turn this game into a win. But I'm hopeful that Dylan Brooks will be able to snap out of that and come back against the Lakers on Sunday and be able to stay out of foul trouble. Jabari was in foul trouble also tonight, but he had an okay night. He struggled from the field, 9 points, 4 of 12 shooting. But defensively, I thought he played very well tonight. There were moments where I was like, you know, that's the Jabari that you know, people were clamoring about pre-draft. And I do think that Jabari's game is taking some strides. It's just not enough to where it's, you know, warranting like, oh yes, like Şengün this year has shown considerable amount of growth. We haven't really seen that from anyone else in that young core, in my opinion. I mean, you can maybe say Tari, but I feel like this is a very similar version of Tari that we saw last year. I have really no notes for Tari. I'm be honest. I think Tari's been great every game he's played with the Rockets. It's very rare that I go watch a game and I'm like, damn, Tari played bad tonight. And that wasn't the case tonight either. You know, Tari, again, with that effort and energy, I'm curious as to, you know, if the Rockets are going to ramp up some minutes for him, because obviously he had the injury at the beginning of the season, cost him the first six games, comes back on Wednesday of last week and really just kind of fills in really nicely. Tonight, Tari came off the bench once again at 20 minutes, 12 points for Tari, six boards, was a plus 11. That bench unit really got the Rockets some leads tonight, kept the Rockets in the game, if we're being truly honest with ourselves. And that, you know, that's to be expected with a team like the Clippers. You know, Clippers are very top heavy. Obviously they have four future Hall of Famers, and you saw Russell Westbrook was picking one for the team and deciding that he wanted to come off the bench in order to help the team. And I do think that having one of those guys come off the bench definitely helps them. Whether Russ is the right person for that job or not is to be determined, I guess. But, hey, they're 1-0 in games where Russ has done that. And I guess, yeah, I mean, like, PG's not going to do that. Kawhi's not going to do that either. You know, Russ is a little bit older than those guys. James Harden's a little bit older than those guys. So that's to be more expected from Russ, if anybody. And, you know, we'll see. I mean, the Clippers have had a really interesting road this season. Obviously, like, this is their first win with Harden in the lineup. The Clippers snapped, I think it was a five-game losing streak going into tonight's game. It was a six-game losing streak coming into tonight, and they were 0-5 with Harden in the lineup going into tonight. And look, it's no coincidence that Harden plays his best game, and the Clippers pull out a win. And look, the Clippers had to earn this win too. That's something I also want, you know, us listeners to think about. You know, the Clippers had to play a really good game and barely beat the Rockets. Let that sink in a little bit too, because the Rockets, like, again, we've said it several times this year, you know, the Rockets are not the same old team that they were before, and you're gonna have to earn the win. And if we're being, like, I guess take away the Orlando game where they lost by 30, and Grant, even in that game, like, they were down, I think, 1 or 3 points in the third quarter in that game. And then they kind of just let it go after that. But the Spurs loss, it was an overtime loss. The Warriors, they had a lead in that fourth quarter. And tonight they had a lead in the fourth quarter. So the Rockets have basically been, apart from that season opener that's kind of an outlier, 10 of 11 or 9 of 10 games that they've played so far, they've been in it, and they've had a chance to win. Rockets could hypothetically really be 9-1 right now, if you really think about it. Granted, they don't get all the wins that they're supposed to, and they're not going to lose every game that they're supposed to either. And, you know, some of these wins that they got on the road in this win streak, you know, Denver, New Orleans, could have also easily flipped the other way. But it went the Rockets' way. And so tonight may have been kind of a let's regress to the mean a little bit. But hey, what are you going to do? What are you going to do? That's just basketball for you. And, you know, the league is really tight. You know, there are teams that, you know, are just really evenly matched. I think the Rockets and the Clippers, based on tonight, seem pretty evenly matched. I will say that. And the Rockets, like, you're going to have to earn it. Either the Rockets are going to beat you, or you're going to have to earn it and beat us, you know? Rarely have we seen the Rockets be completely flat for a whole game, and I do credit Ime Udoka for that. I do credit him. I credit Fred VanVleet for, you know, riding the ship. I credit guys like Dylan Brooks, Jeff Green, Aaron Holiday, guys that are able to be those on-court coaches and to really be an example and to put action to the words that Ime Udoka is saying in the locker room. But yeah, look, the Rockets, they're going to be just fine. They're going to be just fine. I know a lot of people are going to probably wake up to this game and be like, oh, what happened? This is not a game that I'm, it's not a game worth harping on. It's only game 10 and 82 game marathon. And this is not like a bad loss. I mean, granted, it's not a good loss. The Rockets definitely like shouldn't go into this locker room and, be like, hey, oh, we played really well and we should have won and we just didn't win. No, they should have won that game and they should know that. They should know that, but also grand scheme of everything, given everything that the team has already been through over the last several years and this season, grand scheme of things, it's not the end of the world. So that's that. And look, it may be the end of the world though when it comes to the team's chances in the in-season tournament. This in-season tournament, I'm like kind of the opinion, like if the Rockets are in it, let's go for it. But if we're not going to be in it, then it's fine. But the Rockets do lose tonight and they fall to third place in their group. The Clippers win their game. They were 0-2 coming into tonight, but they get that victory. So now they're 1-2. The Pelicans, the only team that the Rockets have played up until this point, they beat the Pelicans, but the Pelicans, they beat Denver tonight. So the Pelicans are currently atop the group at 2-1 with the Nuggets right below them at 2-1. So next week when the Rockets have to play Dallas and Denver, I believe Denver, it comes next on Friday at home. And then they got to go play Dallas the following Tuesday. If the Rockets win both of those games, there's a good chance they might be able to sneak in and make it to the knockout round. There's also the chance that they end up 3-1 and end up as the wild card based on point differential and just overall record. But that's going to be there's still so much left in the area. We're about halfway into the in-season tournament, it being the middle of the month. So there's still plenty of time. The Rockets' chances of advancing in the in-season tournament aren't completely gone, but they really have no more room for error. They have to beat Denver at home next week, and they have to beat Dallas on the road next week. And those two, as we know, won't be easy. Granted, they have beaten the Nuggets before at home, so we'll see if they're able to do it again. But yeah, tonight, if they had won tonight, their chances of advancing in the tournament would have been far better than had they lost tonight, which is the unfortunate outcome for tonight's game. But ultimately at the end of the day, Rockets are 6-4 and they're still growing. They're still growing on us, I would say. But at the end of the day, hat tip to James Harden and, we'll be back. The Rockets are going to get the Clippers a few more times this season. And I guarantee you in a 7-game series, if that were to ever happen, I'm not saying it will, because I don't think both of these teams are making the playoffs. Or maybe they will. Who knows? I mean, at this point, like the Clippers don't look like they're better than the Rockets at this point. I really do believe that. And we'll see how they look, later in the season and into the postseason and whatnot. But I really do think the Rockets, them playing this well against a team that is projected to be a top team in the West, should have other teams in the West on notice, for sure. But yeah, tonight, learn from tonight, be pissed about tonight. That's another thing. Be pissed about this loss. Don't accept this loss again, show on Sunday when they play the Lakers that you've grown and that you have learn from your mistakes and that you're able to apply it. If they can do that on Sunday and pull out a win and then go into Golden State on Monday and pull out a win and you come in 2-1 on the road trip coming back home with Memphis and Dallas at home, or excuse me, Memphis and Denver at home, that would be a successful road trip if you can come out of this over 500. They put themselves in a hole tonight, but I really do think that this back-to-back coming up Lakers-Warriors is a winnable one for the Rockets, especially considering the fact that Steph is probably not going to play on Monday, and neither is James. Or I saw like a – is that – like, did I do that? I don't even know. If you're listening to this, you know, on demand, you're never going to understand. But if you are watching us live, you may have understood what just happened. But thank you to our listeners who are listening to us live. It is almost 1:30 a.m. here on the East Coast, 12:30 Houston time. But we are the Kiss of Death podcast, and we cover all things Houston Rockets for the Fan First Sports Network. After every game, we will be coming live to you, talk all things Rockets. And even on a night like tonight where the Rockets come up short at the hands of James Harden, final score 104-100, Rockets lose. Ugh, stings. I'm not happy. But I'm happy that I'm able to have an opportunity to talk to y'all, the listeners, the loyal listeners who have stayed with us for almost 500 episodes throughout our whole time when we were Harden My Take, and now we're here and Harden's beating us on his third team since he's been with the Rockets. Man. But be sure to follow us on Twitter at RocketsFFSN. You can also follow me on Twitter personally if you'd like to do so at Jeremy Brenner. That's JeremyBrenner. Thank you guys so much for tuning in this episode. We'll be back on Sunday for hopefully a W pod against the Lakers. And until then, go Rockets.